Welcome to the North versus South podcast. Wait, didn't we change our name? This is a different episode. This is from the archives. What you're about to listen to is an excerpt from a test podcast that we recorded way back in 2017. This is just after the E3 conference that has happened. Beware, the audio quality in this podcast is very dicey. We had no idea what we were doing.
Did you see, did you watch that trailer about Fallout 4 VR? Is it?
Yeah.
Have you tried it? How can you say it's shit?
Why would you want to teleport versus?
Yeah, but you're not teleporting, are you? Oh, don't tell me. It ain't, is it?
Yeah, it's teleport.
No!
Every single VR game I've seen this year is teleport. Even Doom's teleport. Everything's teleport.
That's a joke. Like Skyrim, I know. Like with Skyrim on PlayStation, they did say you can play with a normal controller. So it's not that bad, I suppose. But then you're paying for another, just the access to VR.
It's the same game.
Oh, yeah. But I was a bit annoyed with Bethesda because they just didn't have really anything, did they? Wolfenstein 2, but that was pretty much it. It's like, oh, you get to play Skyrim again in VR and then on the Nintendo Switch. I was like, I've played Skyrim about 20 billion times. I don't need to play it again and again. I wouldn't mind if they like did a remaster of Oblivion.
Well, Transformers, is that what it is?
Huh?
Transformers, new film.
Augmented reality, noun, a technology that superimposes a computer-generated image on a user's view of the real world, thus providing a composite view. Translation, choose language, Amharic. No Amharic translation found. No Basque translation found. I cannot read Chinese. Did you see Apple's augmented reality thing?
No, I didn't watch it.
I
don't really like Apple.
That's not what I asked. You know, you're asking about VR and AR. You know, you got to look at what the opposition is putting out there.
No, I don't. I don't, Josh.
you don't, but if you want to have a conversation, it certainly bloody helps.
No, I don't. No, I haven't seen it, unfortunately. I was just so pumped up for Fallout 4 VR.
Fallout 4, do you know what would be good, actually? Instead of doing full VR,
yeah,
you could do with HoloLens. You could, well, I don't know. This is going to come out weirdly because it's still formulating in my mind, but you play your game on your monitor as normal, right?
Right.
But you wear your HoloLens, and then all the HUD information that would be on your monitor is on your HoloLens instead. That probably will be terrible.
But
what you could do, right, is you could have, you got your monitor in the middle, right? And then you have two spaces either side of your monitor. And then you look to your left and there's a map, like huge map, the size of your monitor on the left. And on the right is all your stats and your potions and your magicka and your weapons, whatever you got at the moment. And you look up and you can see how far away the nearest dragon is or something like that. Or, you know, the Thomas the Tank Engine at the beginning.
Actually, it makes quite a lot of sense.
And then you got then on screen, you've just got the immersion of the actual game without any of the HUD information or anything like that. And all the extra information is projected onto the walls around you via the HoloLens when you turn around. It's like if you've ever seen a flight simulator or a truck simulator where they've got like 10 monitors just doing like the dashboard or something.
I don't know, Josh. It sounds a bit...
That sounds like a brilliant idea.
It sounds like I'm going to ring
Bill Gates right now.
Bill Gates?
Yeah.
No, you need to get hold of Bethesda. You need to get hold of that guy who made Morrowind.
Well, no, because we need the actual HoloLens like hardware to do that.
Oh, do we? So, oh, yeah. No. We could make it ourselves, can't we?
Sure. I mean, it's taken a multi-billion-dollar company this long.
Yeah.
Announced HoloLens at Minecon like 3 years ago, and it's still not out.
Not good enough, is it? Pretty
disappointed,
isn't it?
Dulux have had AR for ages. Get your phone out, go to whatever store you've got, right?
Okay.
And then type in Dulux Live Paint.
Play store.
Tommy, connect to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm on the Wi-Fi.
It's Dulux Live Paint.
Yeah, for some reason my phone's not...
Oh, sorry, it's Dulux Visualizer.
Yeah, I got it here.
Right. Basically,
I haven't got VR.
You have got it in your hands.
Have
VR,
I?
AR,
oh
augmented reality.
Oh
difference.
My god!
Jesus Christ, it's on the 3DS.
Right, download.
It's on my VR.
Dulux I don't work. Oh.
Yeah, do you realize?
Speak English.
You realize AR was on a 3DS in Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's AR. So why can't I phone to it?
So is my VR.
Your VR's not AR.
Anyway, with the Dulux Visualizer, right?
I think it is.
Tommy,
what do you call it, Tommy? Go on, please, tell me again. What do you call it?
What, a Vita?
A Vita? That's
what, yeah, PS Vita.
Vita. You can tell where he's from.
What are you trying to say? Are you being...
No, anyway.
At least he didn't call it Vista.
Excuse me? Don't you dare.
Tommy, stop derailing. Right.
What do you want? What?
Have you downloaded the app?
Oh, fine. I'll download it. Install.
Do you mean to send you it over?
No, I'm downloading it. Stop panicking.
Anyway, when you get the app... You can go into the camera mode, like a camera mode, like you're taking a picture, so it's live and it's looking at you, points it at your walls. And what you do is you go in and you pick a color, right? So I'm gonna obviously I'm gonna pick Granada Green.
I got an iPad now.
Right, I point the iPad at my wall and then I tap my wall and then suddenly it paints my whole wall. And it can, if you've got a good enough camera or a good enough lighting, it can recognize where the walls are, where the ceiling is, like where the door is.
All right, so if I take a picture then.
No, you don't need to take a picture. It'll do it live. It'll do it live.
Oh. It says, bring your ideas to life. What do I do now?
Go to the center. Have you got three green dots at the bottom? Like a color picker, an eye with a camera, an eye with a video camera? Go on the middle one.
I haven't got video.
Yeah, we'll just go on the middle one.
What, the camera?
Yeah, the normal camera, right?
Yeah, that's what,
now, on the right, you've got some paintbrushes. Pick a color, right?
Well, which one do
any
I choose?
Color, any color. Any color you like. And then tap the wall. You want to paint that color.
Well, it's gone gray!
Right. And it, if you move your phone around, if you've got enough lighting in your room...
Oh, my God! My phone! My wall! My ceiling!
I told you, AR is already here. It's
pretty laggy, mate.
Well, yes,
because
it's happening locally on your phone. But anyway, this is the point I was saying to you on WhatsApp the other day. The success of AR and VR, a lot of their success will come down to how well they work in businesses. Because... Like, take Microsoft Windows, Office, productivity, all of that. Microsoft don't make a lot of money from you buying Microsoft Office from PC World. They make all of their money from businesses buying volume licenses and stuff like that. And it's the same with a lot of software and technologies. Technology advances through war or business. But the thing with AR is that what you can do is you can... IKEA are looking at using iPad, the Apple's new AR kit, to say, oh, you point it at the corner of your room, at your bedside table, and put the new lamp there, and it'll put it on there. And you can move your camera around, put the lights on or whatever, and you can see how it would look in your house before you buy it. There's a business incentive there. I think gaming does have some clout in causing technology to sort of move on. I mean, I think the PS3 and the Xbox 360 certainly helped TVs move from standard definition to HD, because before they came along, there was the chicken and the egg situation. There's no HD films to buy because there's no HD TVs. Which one, you know, someone's got to buy one over the other. And the consoles helped bridge that gap. You can buy them and use them on your SD TV, and then you're like, oh, I can buy a HD TV and watch Blu-rays on it. And then more and more people are buying more HD TVs, which means they can get cheaper TVs, more people buying Blu-ray films, whatever. And AR might be what wins over VR, because VR really only has application in gaming, whereas AR has application in games as well as in businesses and in shopping, which is where all the money is.
I see what you're saying. So it's better off as a business sense being in AR.
Yeah, if you're putting stocks down, you want to be in AR, not VR.